Edge of the Grave by Robbie Morrison, read by Angus King. When Jimmy Dreghorn was 12 years old, Rab Hunter held a cutthroat razor he'd stolen from his older brother Billy to Dreghorn's neck, causing him to pee himself in front of at least three lassies that he fancied. Dreghorn liked to keep his options open back then, when he was young enough to think he had any. 6 years later, as they lay trapped together in the mud and blood of the Somme, Dreghorn would watch Rab Hunter die and wonder where all the hate he'd once felt had gone.
"Fucking hell, Jimmy,"
Rab would say in a child's voice, and then fall silent, staring without seeing, his eyes never leaving Dreghorn's. The girls who'd been there that day in the no man's land between their schools were Ina Beattie, Louisa McCallum, and Rachel McAdam. Ina, not the brightest or the prettiest, who ingratiated herself with the so-called hard men of both schools with whatever else she had to offer, pointed at the puddle and laughed, which cut Dreghorn almost as keenly as the razor. Louisa had been scared and tearful. Only 2 years later, she would be dead of TB. But Rachel had stood up to Rab as if he wasn't twice her size. She didn't even flinch when he motioned with the razor as if to cut her, boasting that this was the blade that had given Matt Johnston his big bra smile. A few weeks earlier, Dreghorn, kicking a ball on his way home, had turned the corner into Ballater Street to see Johnston on his knees, whimpering, hands covering his face, blood seeping through his fingers, and Billy Hunter standing over him with the open razor in his hand. There was a girl with Johnston, pretty, frozen with fear. Billy touched the handle of the razor to her chin, forced her to look him in the eye.
"It's your own fault," he said. "Going with a worthless wee shite like that when you could have had me."
He lowered the razor, wiped the blade gently on her breasts, turning the white of her blouse red.
"Too late now, though," he said. "Not after he's been up you."
He closed the blade with a snap and sauntered off.